live from Indiana, a place no one actually knows. It's Off the Rails. Hey guys,
we're just gonna have Ryan doing a show by himself now.
Ryan, are you okay?
Did you not like my intro?
This is our
award-winning
content right here.
Should we just put this up on there, just Ryan? Go,
hey, guys,
that hurt my throat so much. I have a sore throat. I don't have COVID, but. Oh my god, that hurt. I drink a tea before starting and I'm like wide awake.
So we do Crazy Train to start. Now we're just going to have every single week just Ryan doing a high pitch.
We're off the rails.
That's going to go great for like a week. And then by the end of it, if you do this one time and then if you do it a second time, you're just going to like quit the show afterwards and be like, I can't do radio anymore after this.
I think I would lose my voice.
He has truly peaked.
I did that for 17 seconds. I did 17 seconds of high pitch. Woo, yeah!
It felt like an eternity.
I got the worst look from Cooper when I was doing that.
No, you got a blank expression. I have no feelings right now. You've somehow numbed me.
Numbed you. I think it was a good experience.
It was.
Yeah. No, I think that was great. Let's talk about the ice, okay? I don't know.
He's an okay rapper.
Are we talking about the indie ice?
Ice tea or ice cube?
Ice Cube.
Okay. Anyway, we're talking about the Indy Ice. You know how it is.
Yep, the great hockey team from like 10 years ago.
No, I meant Indiana's icy cold weather. You guys are off it today. You guys are off the rails.
Welcome to Off the Rails.
Woo, yeah, off the rails.
Anyways, so the snow is melting, but the ice is not. And I'm going crazy. Me and Cooper got to school around the same time today. And I witnessed a person in front of me slip on the ice, to which then I slipped in the same patch of ice, to which Cooper slipped in the same patch of ice with his friend.
Yeah, it was a Three Stooges bit.
It was so scary.
It was a full-on Looney Tunes, like, running to try to not slip, like, full-on sprinting.
There was comedy sound effect. Oh my god, wait a second.
We can do the, yeah, you can play the...
It
sounded like that in real life. That is like one person after another slipping and falling.
It was truly scary. I'm wearing like Doc Martens and they'd have no snow traction. Like they make boots and they are not boots. They suck.
Well,
but
yeah,
I love
they're not
shoes.
Boots. They're just really tall Doc Martens. Yeah.
There's only one place to get boots at. It's in Terre Haute and it's called Boot City.
Boot City?
Yep.
No, I love Doc Martens. They look beautiful and they're like great quality. This isn't sponsored, but they cannot hold any traction
Why'd you wear them?
Because they look great. I look great.
Fair.
Yeah,
fair. If they're good shoes.
They are great shoes. They don't fall apart. My Converse, which have massive holes in them.
Actually, not anymore because they're staples.
I should really post my shoes. They're it's like scary how much they're like falling apart.
You need to put like a piece of paper in there and staple it to the shoe so it looks like it's covered up.
I'll sew a patch on my shoes. It'll look great.
You'll have like a patch of jeans on it.
It'd be kind of cool. Who knows? Max, Cooper, what have you two been up to in the past couple days since Monday?
Radio.
I have no idea.
You've no idea?
I don't remember Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Wow. Wow. I'm kind of impressed. Wow. He's so special. So you've been up to radio, Max?
Yep, I've done radio.
You've done radio. Have there been any games? I don't know.
Yeah, I did one for Monrovia. And they got the dub over Cloverdale, which was nice.
They got the dub.
By the way, Cloverdale's mascot is a freaking clover. I mean, that is just great
on
their
expect?
Part.
What do you
They should have been something cool that's not a clover. I mean, we're the fighting clovers.
You
that's
are seriously going to roast them live on air?
Wait until I tell you about Frankfurt the hot dogs. Do you want to go through the list of all of the weird mascots in the state of Indiana? I'm willing to do that. I don't have that many more. I'll start.
Why in the world is Purdue Pete 7 feet tall?
Purdue Pete is scary.
I love Purdue.
He is old
from
the 70s.
He was voted the most scary mascot. in all colleges in the U.S.
Why did they decide, like, back in the 70s, you know what? Let's just make the creepiest mascots we can.
They're the Boilermakers,
and it's
man.
It's supposed to be, like, for little kids, and you're scaring all the little kids.
I would also be scared if I was, like, 5 years old and a 7-foot man with a sledgehammer came running at me.
He's like, hi, kids!
He's like, hello!
Oh, my gosh. How that did it peak is beyond me. Anyway.
We're special.
Yeah, I know how to control that. He's like, hi, kid!
Wow. Purdue Pete is beautiful. You guys are just jealous.
There's like three of them at Purdue.
Yeah.
And they all walk around during class time.
And they have a train at Purdue football
they
games.
Do. They do.
And a giant drum. That's all they're known for their band. It's just their giant drum.
Oh, yeah. They play Star Wars music when they go out. They play Imperial March.
Oh, yeah, they do.
I've been to like two... Probably more than that, like Purdue football games.
Yeah, I've been to none.
Yeah, they're nice. They're really not that bad. I don't know much about sports, but I like when I see a college I know play sports. I'm like,
I don't
wow.
like it when Purdue Pete knocks on my door and asks to walk on in.
That's a big problem in Indiana. Like, he's always like, you're like eating dinner.
He's like staring at you through the window.
Yeah, you check the little fisheye lens in your window to see like who's outside, and it's just like, Purdue Pete
you're like, looking in with his hammer up.
You're like, oh god, it could have been anything. And then it's Purdue Pete. You know?
I hate it when Purdue Pete looks through my 15-story window.
Purdue Pete is a stalker. We all knew it. Is this slander against Purdue? Because
I can't wait until we get like a letter from Purdue being like, you talked about our mascot and you said rude things. Now,
it's okay because all of their students say the exact same thing. Trust me, I can verify that.
Well, wow. Great. Now you're going to get all their students suspended. Do you want to have a list for them to know?
Oh, yeah. Like, they're going to be able to suspend every one of their students
that don't
even go there anymore.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Makes sense. They could.
Just go on Twitter, start saying anytime someone says something rude about Purdue Pete, ban.
Man, I'm sorry to tell you this, but I would be banned for tweeting too much.
Let's continue on other mascots. Isn't Stanford a tree?
Yes. Yeah. Syracuse is an orange.
They are?
They're the orange, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know which is worse, the tree or the orange.
Well, here's the thing. Syracuse is, like, the best broadcast university, and all of them are just an orange. Like, I'm a Syracuse orange. Like, they don't even have oranges that grow in New York.
Why is Stanford a pine tree? Who thought that'd be a good idea? Is his name Piney?
That has to be.
Or Stan.
No, it's not Stan.
It might be. Stan the tree.
Stan the tree. Who knows? I never understood why Ooey Pooey is a jaguar. Yeah,
The Colts lost so much they wanted their own jaguars.
That's not very nice. They called out the Indianapolis Colts who missed the playoffs because they lost to the worst team in the league.
It's
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Specifically
in Jacksonville, Florida.
It's only Jacksonville at Jacksonville. That is it. It's like no other team consistently but Jaguars.
We're doing weekly sports talk before weekly sports talk is on. We're doing full-on rant about sports. I know nothing about sports.
I've actually been, because I played tennis for a decent amount of time. I went to the Jaguars tennis training program.
It's intense, dude.
It is physically
they put a live
in a
Jaguar.
Big bubble. It's a big inflatable bubble.
Is
and
a
it...
Flaming Lips concert? There's just like, everyone's in a... Never mind.
No,
everyone's
it's not.
No. Everyone's in a bubble?
No, it's like a half dome that inflates. And it de-inflates all the time. And it's terrifying
That's
whenever
really
it does.
Scary.
Yeah.
Is it the Flaming Lips or Black Lips which does that? Sorry, I'm thinking about the bubble now. For COVID, everyone got into big bubbles.
I saw that.
Yeah, and they got married in bubbles, I'm pretty
sure. Whenever you say bubbles, I always think of the SpongeBob one.
Oh, Bubble Buddy?
No. Their Super Bowl performance.
Oh. That was disappointing when they were supposed to perform at halftime, even though the band never confirmed it. Just fans wanted it.
Yeah.
Well, fans demanded it.
That's old news, guys.
That was fun news. We played...
Yeah.
Like what the actual show yesterday.
Wow.
Maroon 5, we had that playing. And we were like, oh, hey, yeah, remember when they were supposed to give us the halftime show we wanted and we didn't get it? Yeah.
We got like, what, Sickle Mode was it?
Yep.
That was okay. I was okay with that.
Nope.
No? Okay.
Do you like this year's halftime show? It has Dr. Dre, Eminem.
Dr. Yo, it's got Dr.
Like Dr.
Kendrick Lamar,
Mary J. Blige.
and someone else.
Five different people for the halftime show this year.
Why are we talking about halftime? Weren't we just on mascots in Indiana? By
the way, I found the worst mascots, and they say Stanford's tree is number one. It's called the Stanford tree.
Stanford.
Not even the pint.
Yeah, it is kind of scary. Picture. It's kind of spooky looking. It's like, he's goofy,
why
but like...
they got the California raisin in here, dog?
They got so many. I mean, there was a banana slug mascot.
Oh, a banana slug mascot. Yeah. We have our banana slug PSA, which plays...
Let's see. There's
40
there's...
times a day.
They have the California raisin as their mascot.
There's a Wichita State, a wheat stalk.
Why is it not a witch?
I don't know, because they're Wichita, and they don't want to be called a witch.
I thought it was the Wichita Wolves.
No, it is not. They are...
That's the wrong Wichita.
I guess so. No, that's... You're thinking of a different one, because there's Wichita State.
I'm thinking of the different Wichita.
There are a lot of weird ones. There's, like, an artichoke. it's Artie the Artichoke for Scottsdale Community College.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, there's big Big Red for Western Kentucky University.
I think I knew that one, yeah.
Yo, that looks like what was it, Gromit the McDonald's mascot?
Oh, I love Grimace.
Grimace.
Gromit is a dog.
Gromit's a dog.
Yeah. Wallace and Gromit, yeah. Wallace. No.
Good show,
I love,
good show.
It is a great show. I love Grimace. Grimace is like...
Grimace is absolutely nightmare fuel.
He's terrifying. I love McDonald's mascots. The Hamburglar, like, scared me as a kid.
Actually, how many of them aren't scary is
the
real question.
I thought Grimace was the least scary.
That's not great.
Because
you have
like,
a clown. What do you expect?
I hate clowns. I'm wearing a clown t-shirt, actually. I'm wearing a
sweater.
It's
always the clown with you, man.
Yeah,
are you
clowns.
Okay?
And for everyone at home, I'm wearing a white t-shirt, which is like... was like hand painted to have a clown on it. I got it at Goodwill. And anyway, no, I'm afraid of clowns, or I was afraid of clowns, especially when I was little. I was afraid of the weird bird thing. You remember that? Is that at McDonald's?
Yeah, that was at McDonald's.
And
then
the Hamburglar has like a creepy, he looks like a mad comic. Like they're just like three really scary. And then Grimace is just a purple guy.
Purple guy?
No, don't. But you know, he's just like a chill purple dude. And
he reminds me of the Play-Doh.
Yeah, he reminds me of
the Play-Doh man.
Pretty chill.
It's like the Michelin man, but without the tire.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Michelin?
Michelin.
Michelin.
It has a C.
Michelin?
They're a tire.
They're a tire.
It's like just weird. It's just tire, white.
I thought the Michelin man and the Stay Puffed guy were the same thing when I was little.
That's relatable.
Yeah, we're talking about mascots nonstop. I love Tony the Tiger. This is, like, the biggest
risk
we've ever talked about for, like, sponsors.
Oh, wait until I can tell you more about mascots. Well, what about the Burger King? What about freaking Wendy?
Burger King is scary.
Well, Wendy was a real
person. That's slander.
Is that slander?
How dare you say Burger King is scary? I love Burger King. They have good food. Which food? We're not allowed to tell you which food is good. We're just allowed to say they have good food.
The Impossible Whopper. But no.
That's not even a real Whopper,
meat.
Though.
It's not real.
It's
how pretty dare you?
Not real.
I just like it because it makes my stomach not upset.
It's not real, though.
It's impossible.
It's impossible to be real. It's not real.
You're right. No, but the Burger King, the king of the Burger King.
Number 15.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Is Taco Bell's mascot just a bell? So they're just gonna have
it's a
like
chihuahua.
It
is a chihuahua.
It was
a
chihuahua. Yeah.
My Spanish teacher had one.
Yo quiero Taco Bell, and then it's like dong.
Yes. That's
speaking
what my
of
Spanish
dong,
teacher had.
I have to go ahead and say we have to ring the bell for our WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis legal ID. So go ahead and ring the bell. That's a gong.
It's a gong. We don't have
a bell.
We don't have a bell. Oh, we do have a bell.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
That's what I was waiting for.
We have a bell?
I didn't know that. We've only been here,
months.
Jeez, we're in February now.
Oh,
can you believe
God.
It?
Don't ask months. About how much time has passed. You'll just lose yourself.
You'll go crazy. You've been doing this for too long. We're going to do it again next year.
It's been over 110 days, man.
Max, I'm going to go ask you to go walk over to, like, California, go sit in a DeLorean and try to get the 88 before you crash into a tree. See if time travel exists, Max.
How true is it?
I don't want to find out.
I don't want to know. I'm afraid of it.
Don't tell me.
You're afraid of the stainless steel refrigerated car.
Mm-hmm. Actually, speaking of Back to the Future.
Wait.
What?
Are Teslas like refrigerators?
I don't know.
What kind of question? I'm going to go back to my thing. Anyway, what?
Teslas are not refrigerators.
Hear me out. Okay. What are most refrigerators made out of?
I don't know.
Stainless steel.
That's what Tesla's made out of.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What else are they made out of?
Metal. Not stainless steel. You could have some metal ones. You know, not everything has to be stainless steel
now.
You
could have a uranium one if you wanted, but ooh, nobody wants that because you die of radiation anyway. Back to my point.
A refrigerator is
a stainless steel box that keeps you cold, right? And if you put the air conditioning on in the Tesla, then wouldn't that make it a refrigerator?
I don't know.
Modern day Socrates over here. Anyway, back on Back to the Future.
Socrates. Have you seen Bill and Ted?
I've seen Bill and Ted.
Good. It's a good movie. Have you, Cooper? Huh? Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Have you seen that?
Yes.
I was about to say, if you didn't, I was going to slap you and we're all just going to fight on the air. That's a good movie.
Going back to the third episode? Third episode. Is that what happened? First episode is like, oh, I love you guys.
First and second episode is, you guys are great. Third episode is, I disrespect all of your opinions.
Yes, it was.
That's what makes it
beautiful. I think it started off by Ryan saying like, oh yeah, Cooper and Max are fighting right now.
Oh yeah.
Fighting on air. And
that's right. It's beautiful. We need to upload all of our episodes.
We need the Taco Bell dong.
We have this.
Fight.
All right, Cooper, it's you against me. I'm going to lose. Ah! Okay, it didn't work.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, all right, he won.
To our next subject, AMC popcorn.
I've been there. Good theater, by the way. Good popcorn.
Good enough. All right, next subject.
No, hold on. Do you think it is okay to sneak stuff in? Because I do.
I do.
Makes sense?
You guys are monsters.
Ryan, do you not do that? It's not sneaking stuff in if I just casually put a soda in my pocket, forget to take it out.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing. Do you have to buy popcorn every time you're going there? Because that's what they want you to do.
But you don't have to.
It just feels like weird. That's what they want you to do. So Indiana, according to some people, is known for popcorn.
All right, back to Ryan.
And it was the second biggest in America.
Isn't Iowa the first?
Probably, because they're
the larger.
See, everyone's always
state.
Like, oh, there's only corn in Indiana. No, we have sports. What does Iowa have? Just one, two colleges and corn?
They have colleges?
Yeah, Iowa and Iowa State.
Wow, so original. Anyway.
Yeah. One's a Hawkeye and the other is, I think, a tornado.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Or cyclones.
I mean, hey, we have the Hoosiers, the Maple Leaves, and the Boilermakers.
I don't think ISU's a Maple Leaf.
What are they?
They're just sycamores.
Yeah, sycamores.
Then there's a lot of them. There's the Purple Aces of Evansville, which
the what?
Yeah, Evansville's the Purple Aces.
They're called the Purple Aces?
Yep, and their mascot is a guy who has like a tiny mustache.
So
I guess he's supposed to be like a gangster or something.
And
he just has like a purple suit. It's weird.
That's called the...
There's the Jaguars.
That's called something I can't say on air anyways.
Whoa.
You're trying to get us fired.
You have the Gamblers. You have the Sycamores. You have the Boilermakers. The Hoosiers. The Fighting Irish.
Yep.
We got a lot of diversity for us.
We got like 13 D1 schools.
A lot
now
of white guys
adding...
in suits, though. That's kind of weird. Anyway, you notice that? You got the leprechaun,
the leprechaun's
dupeat,
in gold and yellow.
He actually wears green.
Green and gold.
Yeah, but he's in a suit. You got the you got the guy.
It's a green suit.
Yeah, a suit.
He's a leprechaun.
Yeah.
Didn't they have a woman as the leprechaun once? There's nothing wrong with that. I just randomly...
Okay, so how they choose it is they have people apply, and whoever's the shortest gets it.
Bro, I would be epic at that. I'm short.
You would totally be
That'd be awesome.
You're too tall to beat the leprechaun.
Oh, being freaking tallest, eh?
Wow. Oh, tallest.
I would make a great Purdue Pete. I would follow people around. Yeah, I'd be a great mascot. I just follow people around all the time. I would have not dressed as the mascot. Spirit. I would just stare at people.
I would make a great tree. I'd make a great Stanford tree.
Stanford tree. You're just going to stand there for hours on end, not moving.
I'm going to do like the tree formation with my hands.
Yeah, you're
going
to somehow figure out how to perform photosynthesis.
Yeah. Never look into the tree's eyes. When you look into it, it just looks sad.
You see the poor man getting paid like $8.25 before behind the eyes.
If he's getting paid.
Do they get paid?
Yeah,
they
Stanford have to. Mascots do. They should.
Bro, I'd be a great mascot. I can't do that much acrobatics or anything, which is, you know, like what they do.
Well, that's what Boomer does.
But yeah, Boomer's cool, man. Tell you what. We have some great mascots in Indiana. We're just going to do an entire show. We're going to call this the Mascot Hour. Let's just have like a mascot come on to the show, and they won't be able to say anything. They'll just be there watching us in the corner.
No, they can be able to say stuff. They'll just be very muffled. They'll have to be in the mascot suit on live air.
Away from the mic.
He'll be like,
the mascots don't talk, Cooper.
Boomer probably does. He's sign languages.
Yes, that's going to go great on the radio.
Yeah, we're not a visual medium.
What if we just have
like the guy that made a video game for blind people? He used Braille.
Oh.
Does that help them? No.
No, it doesn't help them, but
they can read what's on the screen.
No, it's like the people that print out Braille and put it on doors and such.
Not again.
Next.
Max is with Big Bird now.
It's Carl Weezer.
It is Carl Weezer. Yeah, I didn't even realize that. Croissant.
Oh, you want to finish that? Croissant.
This episode sucks.
I don't think this is off the rails. I just think we've lost it in general.
I told you I was tired.
The train caught on fire. It's over.
No, the train's not on fire. The train's gone.
The train was never there.
We're on one of those old-timey, like, movie carts where we have to push on one end push on the other. And it goes up and down on either side.
God. But are we just going back and forth and not even moving?
No, we don't have wheels. We're not even on the rails. We're on, like, an interstate highway. We're like on I-74.
Well, that's going to go great, ladies and gentlemen. I think we can win.
Win what?
The race, obviously. You're just competing against the other cars to be the fastest.
Right.
You sound like every Mustang owner right now.
Hey. Don't call out Mustang owners like that.
I might be a Mustang owner soon. Thank you very much.
That's the number one car I've seen pulled over in Brownsburg.
I'm not surprised.
Make me number one, you know.
Guys, we need the speed run going to jail.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah. Just gonna have one of you call in from jail.
I don't like you making fun of my Mustang.
You have 2 minutes remaining. Hey, dude, I used my only call to call and complain. I heard you on the guard radio. What the heck, man?
Yeah.
I'm in here, and it's not because of my Mustang. It's because of what my Mustang did.
Mustang. I get it. I don't have that much to brag about.
Where is it?
Where's my water bottle?
Where's Rachel?
Worse.
Oh my god, that didn't peak. Wow.
I know how to not peak the microphone.
It's impressive, honestly. Most of the time. Sometimes you just talk normally and it's like blue. It's like freaking out.
Yeah, the board hates me. It's like a Smurf.
The board hates me too. I'm always really quiet.
It's like a Smurf, and then I'm what's his name? Who's the Gilgamesh? Evil white, yeah, Gilgamesh or something. I don't know how to say it.
What do you mean you don't know? I just told you.
It was that.
It's Gilgamesh.
Oh,
Gilgamesh? I didn't think it had an eye. But I think it might. You might be right.
Or is it Gargamel?
Gargamel. There we go. Gargamel.
I think Gilgamesh is a demon.
That sounds about right.
I was about to say
Gargamel.
Gargamel. That's like way too long of a name for a children's villain.
But it's scary.
That's true. But I think that's a bit too scary for the Smurfs.
So let's list out all the Smurf characters, right? You pop a Smurf, you have, what's the handsome one called?
Vanity Smurf?
Is it just handsome Smurf?
Gilgamesh is an epic poem from Mesopotamia.
Yeah, that's the villain we were looking for. Anyway,
bro, that poem's so epic.
And then, let's see, what else do we have? We have,
Clumsy.
We have Smurfette.
Yeah, oh,
we
I
have
forgot
Clumsy
her name.
Smurf.
Grouchy, right? No, that, have, I'm starting to think of
there
the,
is a Grouchy Smurf.
Yeah.
We
are
have
names just Grouchy. Is it like
there's an gross? Artist one?
Oh yeah, there's
because
the
they all have jobs.
Artie,
like
it's Artie Smurf. Artie Smurf.
Like there's
that.
Like carpenter one. Are we just gonna?
What's the really stupid one?
Cooper.
Cooper Smurf. Oh,
Cooper Smurf. Got him. Got him. Anyway, I'm getting an evil look.
Don't worry, guys. I'm going to find all the Smurfs on, like, Wikipedia.
All right, well, Max looks for all the Smurfs. Ryan, you said you found an epic poem from Mesopotamia and said that was the villain from the Smurfs.
The Epic of Gilgamesh.
That is, like, confusing, like, King George of England with Lord Farquaad from Shrek.
Listen, they're G names.
Yeah, and I
they're...
bet you don't... Yeah, where... Where even is Lord Farquaad from? What's his kingdom name?
Shrek. He's from Farclan.
Far, far away.
Far, far away.
Wrong.
Wait, no, that's Shrek's world.
Duloc.
Duloc.
Yeah, because they got that song. Duloc it. And then it goes on for like 20 minutes.
And they remade it into the Tim Burton Willy Wonka. That's a fun fact. They totally just ripped that off. In the Willy Wonka Tim Burton movie.
I'm not surprised.
They, like, ripped off that entire thing.
Well, maybe just the other way around. Shrek's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
It's got a whole religion following.
Really?
Yeah. I bet you haven't read the entire Shrek Bible.
What's it called? Shrekology?
It is, something like that. Religion? It's mainly just the Church of Shrek, but...
Do they believe in Shala?
No, they do not. They worship under... No.
Saint Donkey?
No. They don't use those terms. They have Shrek and the summon Shrek, you have to fit 11 whole onions in your mouth.
I can do that. What?
Normal sized onions.
Yeah, like the
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know me, Cooper. You don't know what I've been through. I can shove an onion up my mouth really easily.
11.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna ask any questions I don't want the answers to.
Yeah.
Max, have you found the stupid Smurfs yet?
I found so many of them. There's too many. I think it's called Dopey Smurf.
Dopey Smurf. That's the stupid one.
So there's apparently a whole Wikipedia just dedicated to the Smurfs, of course.
There's a Wikipedia of everything.
I know. It's weird that people have such a hobby. I'm making fun of them.
We need a Wikipedia.
Yes, let's do the Off the Rails Wikipedia. In every single episode, we say
look
all
up
of...
WBDG. I guarantee there'll be an article. It'll be like, it is a Indianapolis-based student radio station or something like that.
No, there's a random other company first, so...
Gib.
No.
Fine.
I found our website. That's about it.
Aw, we don't have a Wikipedia. We gotta make a Wikipedia.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're just gonna do that on the air. You guys want to hear good content? No, it's just us deciding what to put on the Wikipedia. All
you hear is like... you would want to cut off Max right now, please call into our request line.
Don't you build keyboards?
I do.
This guy builds keyboards.
All right, go ahead. Tell us everything you know about the keyboard.
That's
going to
take a couple hours, Max. Not three of them.
You need a new hobby, man. I'm sorry.
We get so mean in other episodes.
Okay.
I'm just over here being like, my only hobbies are watching other people play sports because I'm not good enough at playing sports.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I don't act for a living.
Okay. Oh.
Boom. Yeah, I'm going to roast all of Europe right now. Soccer is more of acting than playing the game.
Hey. Some of us don't get to act.
Yeah, like who?
Me.
Hey, you remember in Shrek 1, spoiler alert, Lord Farquaad gets eaten by dragon?
I wanted to see that part.
You ruined the movie.
I know. How am I
I'm sorry to... if I ruined a 12-year-old movie you definitely were going to get to.
Even start
it's,
with
I
that.
Think it's older than 12 years now.
It is.
It's
probably.
Like 20 years, right?
It's like 2000.
It has to be. 2001, I thought.
No, 2001 is the original. The other one came out in 2003 or 4, I believe.
I think it was 2004, then like 2008, and then like 2011.
Yep.
When's Shrek 5 coming out, Cooper? You're the expert in this.
It was said to be last year, but I don't believe them. I think it's going to be like 2023, 2025,
It'll
maybe.
Be your graduation gift.
Which one's coming first, GTA 6 or Shrek 5?
Shrek 5, because that's been confirmed.
Oh, GTA 6 got confirmed.
Yeah. They said they're making it, which literally means nothing.
I guarantee.
Which means there's a whiteboard out there, which has GTA 6 on it in the Rockstar Studios.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fun fact, that's not even, like, out in the studio. It's in, like, a janitor's closet. They forgot to wipe it off.
Yeah, they're like, oh, who wrote that?
They're like, hey, guys, I got a great idea for our next game. Let's take GTA 5 and put an I next to it.
Oh, God, you're genius.
That's smart.
I'm so smart. Yeah. Please hire me any AAA development except for Blizzard.
Wow.
That's not very nice.
Not very nice. We're
calling out Blizzard here. We've called out everyone.
Yeah, we can't do
that. No, we can call out a lot more people.
Oh, God. Let's start calling out each other. Oh, Max, I don't like your shirt.
How dare you call out Honda like that?
That's an Indy 11 shirt. It says
Honda.
It says Indy 11 next to it, though.
See, at least you know that.
He can't see over the desk.
I can see over the desk.
What's it say, then?
Honda.
Oh, exactly. All right, let's go real talk here.
Fine.
What is the weirdest place you've gotten food that turned out to be really good?
Oh, street tacos, always.
That's a fair contestant.
You go to Indianapolis, like downtown, you're like, I'm going to get shot. And then you're like, this is the best food I've ever eaten.
spend way too much time on the west side.
The food truck, and you're like, oh,
we're
man.
On the west side.
Is it the east or west side?
We're on the west
side.
You
get the street tacos, and you're like, oh, my
east
God.
East of the 8th Street at?
I don't know. I think they're more towards the east side.
Maybe it is the east.
If that's wrong, I apologize.
All I know is that it's the right side of Indianapolis, so that would be east.
No, that'd be what?
No, because it's never eat soggy
waffles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always waffles because soggy waffles are disgusting.
Anyway,
waffles
back to my point.
Breakfast food.
Has anyone here ever been to a Casey's General Store?
I have.
Have you ever eaten their pizza?
No, but I've heard it's good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
For no reason.
I had a cookie from there once. It was good.
Well, it's probably just a cookie they sell everywhere, but yeah.
It was good.
Wow.
Fun fact, if you have a local gas station, you can often go on their website and type in the location and ask them to buy a specific product.
That's really dangerous.
There's some products there that I...
You've imported.
That I asked
You're
them
an entrepreneur.
To.
Yeah.
Like,
you're doing this like to ruin the stock market. You're like, could you buy like 7,000 things of Pringles for me? And you're like, check your Lay's stock. And you're like, yeah.
Not quite. It was like maybe a pack or two of like Pepsi. Max. No, what are the? No, not Max. What do you call them? Cherry Pepsi, I think.
Cherry Pepsi's good.
Yeah. Like,
finally a positive thing.
You know what?
It took only 40 minutes before we finally said one nice thing.
Yeah, what is up with like vanilla and
What's
cherry sodas
up with airplane
tasting
food?
So
I'll go. Ow. Oh no.
There's attack. They're fighting. The girls are fighting.
Turn off the mics.
Okay. Hey guys, so it is currently off the rails. Ryan episode. They're fighting in the background. Try to ignore it. I think the episode is finishing up, and you know, I feel like we've had a pretty negative energy this
That's
episode.
Very negative of you.
Yeah, yeah, we've had positive energy.
Yeah, we've been positive the whole time.
Positive
How
energy.
Dare you?
I think we need some good vibrations. You know who's the best vibrations? You know some really good vibrations?
I don't know who.
The Beach Boys.
I don't know about that one.
Oh, okay. Well, here's Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys. This was off the rails. Thank you very much for listening.
Sorry.